Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hey everybody, you're listening to episode 68 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast, the podcast that aims to provide you with the tools, tactics and techniques to create a winning edge mindset to allow you to live the life you were meant to live. This episode is all about life lessons and more specifically, how we harvest and utilize lessons we are presented with every day in this classroom we call life. I want to share with you two questions that will help you maximize your learning. Before we get started, I just want to remind you that all the previous episodes of the podcast are available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not yet had the chance, why not put some time to one side and give them a listen? If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or like button so that you can catch all the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review because that helps us to expand the audience and gets us seen. Also, tell your friends about it. Share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out there. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. The aim of the podcast is to make sure that people aren't sleepwalking through life. I want people to live the life they were meant to live and bring forth their gifts and talents into the world. To start this episode, I want to share with you a quote from Kevin Kelly. Kevin is the co-founder of Wired Magazine and a former editor, publisher of the All Earth Review. Kevin recently published the quote in his list of 103 bits of advice I wish they had known, a list that Kevin compiles every year. I'll share a link to the list in the show notes. This is the quote from Kevin. Life lessons will be presented to you in the order that they are needed. Everything you need to master the lesson is within you. Once you have truly learned a lesson, you'll be presented with the next one. If you are alive, that means you still have lessons to learn. The quote reminded me of a blog post from Leo Babuta, where he discusses the two questions he asks himself at the end of every day to maximize his learning from the challenges he has faced that day. It is taken from an article on Leo's blog, Zen Habits. Leo is the author of the Zen Habits blog, which is about implementing Zen habits in daily life. It offers suggestions for how to live and also includes frequent references to how Leo has implemented these habits. In his blog, Leo covers various topics. These include simplifying, living frugally, parenting, happiness, motivation, eliminating debt, saving, eating healthily, and successfully implementing good habits. In his blog post, Leo notes that we usually dislike challenging situations, conflict with others, struggle, whether that's in our work or our habits. It is human nature to avoid what is difficult or hard. We like what is comfortable and familiar. Life is our dojo. And what if the struggles and trials are a part of the training of life? What if every conflict, failure, difficulty, hard emotion were exactly the lesson we needed to learn? What if every challenging person and situation were our teacher? This is where Leo's questions come in. The two simple questions that Leo asks himself every day are, number one, what was my biggest challenge today? The second question, what lesson was I supposed to learn from that? Leo takes out his journal and notes them down, reflects on them, and internalizes the lesson. He then commits to practicing the lesson. What changes would you see in your life if at the end of every day you sat with a pen and paper and asked yourself, what was my biggest challenge today? What lesson was I supposed to learn from that? What would happen if you reflected on the lesson, jotted down the answers, and internalized the lessons, and then committed to practicing those lessons going forward? The next question that came to my mind was, what happens if we took that practice a step further. What if you sat down at the end of the week with that week's lessons and asked yourself, what was my biggest challenge this week? What was the lesson I was supposed to learn from that? And again, with your pen and paper, sit down, reflect on the lesson, jot it down, internalize the lesson, and then commit to practicing the biggest learning from the biggest lesson of that week. And again, what if we took that one practice one step further once again? What if you sat down at the end of the month with that month's key lessons, the main lesson from every week during the course of that month, so you'd have four lessons, and asked yourself, what was my biggest challenge this month? And again, the second question to that, what lesson was I supposed to learn from that? If you repeated this process for a year, what change would you see in yourself? Those two questions are about maximizing the learnings from the lessons from our life. I come back to what I said very earlier on in the episode. Life is our classroom. And sometimes we're so embroiled in the day-to-day hubbub of getting through that day, everything that's going on, family, friends, work, that we miss those vital lessons that are presented to us on a daily basis. And we never take the time to internalize them, learn from them, and use life as our dojo and maximize the learning. If we were to spend time mindfully at the end of each day, jotting down what is the biggest challenge of that day been, and what was the lesson I was supposed to learn from it, we would see incredible change in our lives. I want to end the episode on a quote. And the quote is, every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance next time. That quote is from Hog Mandino, and I feel it's particularly apt for the content of today's show, because what we regard as the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs of life, are actually life presenting us with lessons and waiting for us to take on board and learn those lessons and utilize them. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favorite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.